Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here representing the Juno Commission on Sustainability. Welcome, Duff Mitchell. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Shelley.
How are you today?
Good. Good. Beautiful day.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well,
it turned out to be a good Juno day.
When I was outside over the lunch hour, I got soaked, but it does look nice now. Well, thanks for being here today. I thought we'd start off by briefly hearing a little bit about what is the Juno Commission on Sustainability, for those who may not know.
Sure. The Juno Commission on Sustainability is a CBJ, City and Borough of Juno Commission. And our role is to advise the Assembly and the Mayor on all things sustainability. We have sustainability issues written in our comprehensive plan, in the Juno Climate Action and Implementation Plan, and on the Juno Renewable Energy Strategy. And the commission takes issues like chickens and the policy of food security and food sustainability in Juno. That was one topic that we recently dealt with. The others are we've done with EV charging policies, researched what other cities do. So we do a lot of work and research, and we come up with some advice and or recommendations. We don't make decisions, but we are really a sounding board in many ways on sustainability issues for the community. And we have seven commissioners, and we have Michelle Hale as our liaison to the Assembly, and we also have a Planning Commission liaison, Mike Levine. So it's kind of integrated.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I forgot an important part of your title. You're the chair of the commission and also an EV driver yourself, the electric vehicle, right?
Yeah, I think I was one of the first five or so EV drivers. I know we're over 400. I got a DMV report back earlier this week, and I think there was a mistake because they said we had 1,200 Leafs, and I think that might be statewide.
Sometimes it feels like there's 1,200 in around this town. I see them everywhere.
Yeah, it's growing, and you know, there's also Tesla's Bolts. I mean, the Leaf is a distinct-looking vehicle, but there's so many Teslas and Bolts driving around, and the Bolt is the all-electric Chevrolet.
Right, right. And I think we talked last year about some advisory, some things that you were doing to advise the city on electric vehicles specifically.
Right.
It looks like a lot of that stuff came to fruition. We have a charging station here at KTOO, which is
great.
Yes,
it's great.
That's a new addition in the last year, and it's always in
full
service.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that background, Duff. You're here today to talk about two upcoming events, and the first one is a sustainability session, which will be Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday, April 18th at 5:30 p.m. at the City Hall.
Okay.
Our sustainability sessions take topics of interest in the community that relate to sustainability. So the previous one that we had on the visitor industries, we had DEC present what they're going to do this summer for emissions and the testing, and to hear from the public thoughts and the new equipment that they're going to be installing downtown to monitor air emissions. And so that was moderated, and it was put on. We had ADNR there. We had the DEC commissioner there. We had DEC representatives, and we had a lot of robust discussion, very well moderated, very polite, but a lot of good topics came out. This sustainability session on April 18th is kind of a follow-up. So this is part of the industry's opportunity to share what they're doing in sustainability, what actions they're taking. We'll have Bob Janes there of Gastonaut Guiding, and he's had electric buses and electric hybrid buses. We have Dan Blanchard with UnCruises, and all of his vessels are electrification ready, and some of the things that he does with his sustainability programs with his ships. And then we also have the cruise line industry representatives, and they will be talking about what actions the industry is taking and what steps they're investing in. You know, many of the same cruise ships that come to Juno are electrified at the dock in Seattle and in Vancouver before they come here. We only have one dock here, so I'm sure there will be some discussion on dock electrification. There will be discussion probably on emissions and emissions controls. And then we'll also have Kirby Day talking about TBMP, which is the best management practices. Mm. And that initiated in Juno, and it's really – you know, it's a good thing of Juno to kind of be on the leadership of some of these management practices with the visitor industry. So this is the visitor industry's opportunity to share what steps they're doing and to communicate with the Juno public. And then there will be questions that we'll have the panel talk 5-6 minutes each, and we'll open up for questions from the public.
Well, it sounds really promising. You know, I know that a lot of things don't happen overnight, but one of the first steps is getting those conversations going. So
exactly.
Kudos to your commission for doing that.
Thanks.
And then the other event you wanted to mention takes place at Fred Meyer this Saturday, the 20th. It's sort of close to Earth Day. I think Earth Day is the 21st.
It might be the 22nd, but you could be right.
Yeah.
but hey, you know, sometimes when holidays fall on a Monday or Tuesday, you look for the weekend.
Yep. So we're celebrating on the weekend and at Fred Meyer. Grand opening of the Fred Meyer EV charging station, electric vehicle charging station. That's terrific. There's going to be 2 level 3 chargers and 2 level 2 chargers unveiled this weekend. So tell us about those. First of all, what's the difference between level 3 and level 2?
Well, level 3 is a fast charger where you can plug your vehicle in and let's say it's empty or almost empty. In about 10 or 15 minutes, you might have an 80% charge. So it's really like a gasoline station. It's a quick charge. And there's 2 level 3s, and these are very expensive. So this was worked out with the Juno Electric Vehicle Association and with Juno Commission on Sustainability, trying to work with public-private partnerships to put in charging stations. And then there's 2 level 2 chargers, which are – it might take you 2 hours or 3 hours to fill up. So these are free to the public for anyone who's shopping at Fred Meyer's. They will be located near the gas stations. So when you pull out of the gas station, you'll see the chargers, or you'll see them as you're coming on. They'll be on your left-hand side.
Sorry, say that again. Where will they be located?
They're located really close to the gas station.
Okay.
So if you drive into Fred Meyer's in the main entrance, it'll be on the left-hand side near the and you'll see them, and you'll obviously see them being used, because I think they will be used by people shopping at Fred Meyer's. But this is a service that Fred Meyer's has done. Now, Fred Meyer's, this is the first one in Alaska. Fred Meyer's has been very leadership in Oregon in putting charging stations at their stores. They've had some of their officers, their corporation, be involved with the Oregon EV policies and whatnot. So this is a nice step for Juno. Juno Electric Vehicle Association received a grant and received many level 3 chargers. And so Fred Meyer's availed themselves to this infrastructure that we gave to them. And so it's a great public-private partnership. Also, the mayor will be putting out a proclamation. There will be some assembly members there. We'll actually have a ribbon, so we can cut the ribbon at noon and just do a little thank you for Fred Meyer stepping up to the plate and doing this investment for our Juno community.
That's terrific. And we should mention that the Juno event is part of a nationwide Drive Electric Earth Day event. So there's over 175 cities in North America participating in this as well. Are they participating in a similar fashion, unveiling charging stations?
Each community does their own. So some have park and rides and big EV events. We do that in September at the Drive Electric Week, National Drive Electric Week. But this is the Earth Day event, so it's really unique to each city what they do. And this is ours. There is some that do charging station unveilings and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a really mix. But it's all to celebrate Earth Day and to get things rolling. I'm also going to add that our local brewery is also, I'm going to let the word out that they're also installing a level 3 charger. So we're going to do something special for them too. And this will be near their testing.
Their tasting room?
Yeah. So
excellent.
EV drivers can come out there and taste a beer and get a little charge.
That's a great way of putting that, Duff. Again, there's the event on the sustainability session on Thursday, April 18th. That'll be related to the visitor industry. And then the Juno Drive Electric Earth Day event Saturday at noon at Fred Meyer, revealing those EV charging stations. These are both terrific events. I just thanks again to your commission for helping to make that possible.
Yeah, and I'd just like to mention, in case anybody wasn't able to write down the times and everything, you go to www.juno.org/sustainability and you can get all this great information.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Duff, for being here today, and thanks for doing what you do. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's great, Shelley.